Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis from the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone has had a wonderful week, and we have some special things for you tonight. First, I would like to read some words of wisdom from, have a little technical difficulty here. Just 1 second. Once again, good evening. I would like to read this poem. It says, good evening, God. You are rushing into another day, untouched and friendly news. So here I come to ask you, God, if you renew me too. Forgive the many errors that I made yesterday, and let me try again, dear God, to walk closer in your way. But Father, I am well aware I can't make it on my own, so take my hand and hold it tight, for I can't walk alone. And one more before we have our special guest to come on. You help us before, God, help us again. O God, our help in ages past, our hope in years to be, look down upon this present and see our need of thee. For in this age of unrest, with danger all around, we need your hand to lead us to higher, safer ground. We need your help and counsel to make us more aware that our safety and our security lie solely in your care. Give us strength and courage to be honorable and true, practicing your precepts in everything we do, and keep us gently humble in the greatness of your love, so someday we are lift to dwell with you in peace above. Right now we will have our special guest, our co-founder of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, Sheila Coley. She will share with us tonight options for giving widows ways to spend time to help deal with widows' loss. Welcome, Sheila Coley.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Okay, let me turn. Okay. Go ahead, Sheila.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me fine now, Mary?
I am hearing it. Your voice is very, not very loud, so speak a little bit louder.
Oh, okay. I don't want to yell. I feel like I'm yelling. Okay. Can you hear me okay now?
Okay. For some reason, your voice is it sounds like it's slightly in a tunnel. I'm not sure if something's wrong with your phone.
Oh, okay.
I hear you, but I don't hear you loud.
Is this better?
Okay.
Mary, is this better?
I can hear you some. Maybe the audience can hear you better.
Okay. Well, I'll keep talking, and hopefully it gets a little bit better.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say good evening to everybody. It's 11 o'clock over here on the East Coast. I don't know where people are all calling in from. But I just thought it would be just absolutely wonderful if we can just talk about ways to help fill the void. And so sometimes we have been just so accustomed to a certain way of life, and when that special someone called the husband passes on, we have some extra time. And many times widows, you know, choose to just spend time being bereaved, and so certainly we want to give everyone time for that. But then as you move forward, you start to say, what do I do? What do I do with this time that I would have normally have spent with my spouse? And so I've come up with this nice list of things that that we could consider doing. And while I'm speaking, I want everybody to start thinking about, you know, which ways have you used some of that time in your personal life, and hopefully you'll be willing to share that with the other people to let them know things that you have done. But I have a nice little long list here, and I've categorized them a little bit, and I started out with just thinking about personal things that we can do. Even before you have lost your husband, there's always sometimes you would say, if I only had an extra hour in my day, or if I only had time to do this, or I've always wanted to do that. And so I was thinking about things like exercise. Wouldn't it be nice to have a spa membership and you go two to three times a week and work out? So if that's something you haven't done, also exercising is a great way to relieve tension, great way to relieve stress. Sometimes it could be a membership, or sometimes it's finding a friend to just go walking in your neighborhood or walking around the mall. And then I was like, wouldn't it be great to come up with a menu for the week? A month would be wonderful, too, but that might be too much for some of us like me. But if you came up with a menu for the whole week of what you would enjoy eating, and you take the time and you grocery shop and you come up with that item for the week, because now that, you know, sometimes if your husband was there, you have to say, well, I love to eat fish, but he doesn't eat fish. So now that you can just sit down and decide what you would like to eat and just make planning the menu such a wonderful time that you would spend with yourself every week. Now, sometimes when we lose our spouse, we still have children that we need to consider, but sometimes the children are all grown and gone, and you could be there in your house all alone. So making eating a pleasurable event where you enjoy eating would be a wonderful thing that you could do. And then moving along to some other things, house cleaning. Have you considered spring cleaning? This is April, and it's a wonderful time to get those windows cleaned, go down in the basement if you have one and clean out your basement, take that trip up in the attic and pull out some boxes that's probably been there about 10 years. How about that junk drawer in the kitchen that you just stuff everything in? Or how about the back of the closet? There are those special places in your house where you just dare not go into because have I had the time? Because maybe you had a husband, whereas when you start to pull everything out, he would come in and say, I need you to clean this up. Now it's just you in the house, and you can just dump the drawer out and take your time and go through it. There are so many things in a house that you can clean. How about dusting? If you have a house like mine, no matter how often you dust, there is still always dust left. Speaking of cleaning, when is the last time you detailed your car? Not just wash it and vacuum it out, but take the time to clean the seats and in those little events where the air conditioning, you'd be surprised how many hours you can spend cleaning your car. And when you get finished, you take it down to your gas station and you fill the tank up and you go for a nice ride to your local store where you buy a favorite outfit. There are so many ways that we could spend time. As a matter of fact, if you're living here in the Atlanta area where Mary and I are, you can drive over and pick me up and take me out to lunch. I would just love that. How about some other things that we could do? Hobbies. Hobbies are a wonderful thing. Hobbies are those things that you do that brings you joy, that brings you peace, that you just enjoy doing. Now, this would not be me, but it might be one of you all. Gardening. That's a great hobby. You get out there in your flower beds and you pluck the weeds. You plant these nice little things. You could even have a vegetable garden. Plant tomatoes, plant green peppers, those things that are so expensive when you go shopping in the store. You can plant beautiful flowers. It's springtime, so you can plant flowers. And if you're not a gardening person like I am, one of my favorite hobbies is clipping coupons. Wouldn't it be wonderful to save a lot of money and clip coupons? And you can have a coupon for all your favorite restaurants, your favorite foods. And what else can you do for a hobby? How about sending cards? I have friends that send cards to me for every special occasion. Although I'm not good at that, there's somebody out there who is. Can you keep up with everybody's birthday and anniversary? Can you keep up with all the events that occur during the course of the year and have a card already made out, addressed, and stamped? Now, I don't know about you. I can buy a card, but I can never remember to mail it. So there are some things that you might want to do. You can also create hobbies for things that you enjoy doing. Maybe you enjoy sewing. Maybe you enjoy doing some athletic things like playing tennis, swimming, or any of those other kinds of things. Maybe you enjoy golfing. Maybe you enjoy reading. When's the last time you read your favorite novel? So when you're thinking about, oh, I'm so alone, I'm in this house alone, or there are so many things that I used to do with my husband that I can't do anymore, have you considered taking a class? Now, certainly there is something that you have thought of that you always wanted to learn how to do. I've always wanted to learn how to fly an airplane. Can you imagine me taking a pilot class? Oh, that makes me laugh just thinking about it. But have you considered taking a class? I know Mary took a flower basket class on how to do gift baskets. Maybe you want to take a class on something that you have always wanted to do or know how to do but want to improve upon. How about a computer class? Can you only do emails? Can you do WordPerfect? That's an old program. How about PowerPoint presentations or all the things out there that you know don't know how to do on a computer? You can take a class for that. What if you almost finished getting your degree, but you're just short a few credits? How about now taking the time and applying to a school and finishing up that degree you never worked on yet? Finished. Or you want to work on the next degree. So there are many classes that you can take for many things. Sometimes your church offers classes, your local YMCA offers classes. Even if you're a senior citizen, I think you only have to be about 55 or so that you can apply for a class at one of your local senior citizen centers. But it doesn't stop there. You can start your own business. Didn't you always want to do something but was always a little afraid to get started? Well, you can start your own business. Maybe you always wanted to do hair. How about nails? Do you arch eyebrows well? If so, give me a call because I could certainly use you. What else can you do? Volunteering is a wonderful thing that you can do. That allows you to do things when you feel like it, and when you don't feel like it, you don't have to. You can volunteer at your church, but there are so many more places you can volunteer at. You can volunteer at your local food bank, at your shelters. You can volunteer at hospitals. There's lots of nonprofits out there that you can volunteer at. Maybe there's a friend who has a sick relative. You can just go over to their house and sit with them for a few hours to relieve your friend or your relative. There are many, many places you can volunteer. My favorite place for you all to volunteer is with the Next Chapter. That's our widows group that supports all of the women out there who have lost their husbands. If you would like to volunteer with us, all you have to do is send us an email or give us a call and let us know which areas that you would like to help us grow in. You can also volunteer for mission programs. You can volunteer through your churches or other organizations. You can travel the world doing mission work and evangelism. You can also volunteer on domestic areas when people go into the communities to volunteer in. Some of you may have small children, or some of you may have children that are all grown up. Have you considered being a foster parent? It's not for everyone, but maybe it's for you. If you're interested in becoming a foster parent or even being an adoptive parent, that is certainly something that would take up a lot of your time. So as we begin to think about all the wonderful things that you can do, start thinking about those things that God has gifted you to do. God has placed certain things in your life that you can do so well. Maybe you have the gift of administration. Maybe you have the gift of teaching. Maybe you have the gift of helps. Maybe you have the gift of hospitality. Whatever your gift is, that is certainly a way to utilize your time in fulfilling those voids that are empty in your life. So as we continue talking about some of those things, we would just love for you to share with us some of those ways that you have been utilizing your time with since you have lost your husband. What we would love for you to do now is if you would dial 1 on your telephone, that will allow you to be on the air, and we would like to bring you in so you can share. We want to encourage you that there are many women out there who are struggling through this time of grief. Some people may have gotten past the tears, but not quite past the loneliness. So we would just love for you to share with us something. It may only be one thing, something that you have done or you would like to do and maybe just need some encouraging from us. So if there's something, and while we're waiting for somebody to volunteer, I would like for Mary to talk to us about what she did when she lost her husband. Mary, you want to share?
Yes, but before I share about me, I want to talk about my sister Florence, who is tuned in tonight. She has a desire where she spends a lot of time in doing her working on flowers, like gardening. This is medicine for her. She loves
and she has the really one of the best-looking yard in South Carolina in the neighborhood, and she loves working in with her flowers. And tonight before we got on the air, we were talking, and she knows exactly to the down to the minute when it gets dark in the evening. So you know that she spends a lot of time. She knows when it's dark. She doesn't come in until the sun goes down, and she can actually tell you exactly when the sun goes down. She really enjoys her garden, and her yard is absolutely beautiful in the summer when all her flowers start blooming. And that's something that she enjoys doing. So if any of you like that, maybe you can take on gardening and make your yard one of the best ones in the neighborhood. Well, when I lost my husband, after a year, I always had a desire to do arrangement, flower arrangement. So I went to Spelman College, where they had on Saturday where you can learn how to do silk and fresh flowers. And I learned how to do that. And I also went to Michael's, who also teaches how to do gift baskets. And I got so good at it, I now have a gift basket business and a floral business. It's called Mary's Creation. I don't do it as much as I used to do, but I still have my business license, and I do it on the side. That's a hobby that I really enjoy, and I think that I do well because I keep getting customers, the same customer, to come back. So if anyone else out there can share what you have done since your husband has passed to take up some of your time and something that you always wanted to do, do you want to share it with us tonight? Well, Sheila, no one is coming on the air. Let's talk about our guest that we're going to have next week. I don't want the time to run out. We have a very special guest. We did have a special guest tonight, but something came up where they weren't able to attend to be on the show. But we do have a special guest next week that I really want all of you to be here and listen to her. Her name is Pastor Frances Mills from Tabernacle of Faith Christian Church. I've always admired her, and she's such a great speaker. So please tune in next week, same time, and listen to her encouragement words. You will definitely enjoy her. She has such a great gift in speaking. And I just want you not to miss such an inspirational message that she's going to bring to us. Also, we're going to continue to have a special guest to come on and talk with you as well. But we want to get back to Sheila. Sheila, those are a lot of good suggestions that you made tonight about the different things that we can do to take our time from just idle moments, thinking, and also getting depressed.
Right.
It's so important that we stay busy.
Yeah, and what we want people to do is to be willing to share that time with others. Sometimes you want to just go up in your room and shut the door and don't have visitors, but you want to get out and even meet other widows.
Right. Exactly.
And as you get past your difficult times, then you can help others get past their difficult times.
That is right. So taking on a hobby or learning a new skill as far as computer or whatever, it will help. It will help to take away those idle time and where your mind wander and start thinking of things that you shouldn't be thinking about to make you to have those pity party moments. So we just wanted to share tonight. Sheila did a great job of giving you lots of different ideas. Just to think about those things if you're not already doing it.
And we invite you. Why don't we invite everybody out? We'll be meeting on this Saturday.
Right.
At 9:00.
Yes, 9 to 10:30.
Right, 9 to 10:30, and we'll be meeting in the Stone Mountain area. So if you want to, if you're interested in attending, send us an email or give us a call, And we'll make sure you get all the specific information in terms of exactly where we will be.
That is correct. So, yes, she will be hosting the meeting this coming Saturday at her home. So please email her, or you can give her. Sheila, do you want to give your, I don't think you want to give your number.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Everybody has my number.
Oh,
it's okay.
Okay.
It's
number is 404-713-2390. That's 404-713-2390. Give her a call so she can know how many people that will be in attendance so she can prepare a small continental breakfast during our meeting. Anything
all
else
right.
you want to share? We have 5 minutes.
I think that's all. I do want, you know, I know we've talked to you before about, you know, filing your taxes, but you have 2 more days. You have about 48 hours left before you need to have filed your taxes. So we trust that you have taken care of that piece of information by now. But if not and you still need some help, we still encourage you to let us know how we can be of assistance to you, and we'll do whatever we can to make the process of getting your tax return filed, make that a little bit easier for you. So we always want to let you know we're here to help you however we can. You just have to let us know.
Okay. No one, everyone is just sitting and listening tonight. So what we want to end, we have 4 more minutes to go. Sheila, is there?
Oh, yeah. If the other thing, since we just have a little bit more time left, is that we're going to be celebrating 7 years. The Widows Ministry, which we have named the next chapter, will be celebrating 7 years of ministering to widows. And we're just so encouraging that you would share what we do with other widows. We don't want you to just benefit all by yourself. We want you to encourage other folks to tune in to us every Tuesday evening at 11 o'clock, give them the information. We're strongly encouraging that you tell others about what we're doing, because we want to be able to be of assistance to widows everywhere. So even if they're not in Georgia where we are, if no matter where they are, if they either have a telephone or internet, they can be a part of our broadcast each weekend. So we just always want to remind you to share and tell others about what we're doing here. So I think that concludes what we have for you tonight, and we appreciate you. We love you. God loves you, and just keep looking up and stay encouraged, because God is still in control.
And that is right. So continue to tune in from 11 to 11:30. Each Tuesday, and don't forget to invite others to hear our special guest, Pastor Francis Mill from the Tabernacle of Faith, my tongue, of Faith Christian Church. Don't miss her, because you will definitely get some words of wisdom that she will telling us in the next show. So good night to you, and take care.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
You are. But
I had my share
of love
abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
You
and its strength.
And its strength.
Miss you.
Miss you. And
I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me.
You favored me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character,
my
integrity,
my faith in me.
But it would not fall, would not bend, won't compromise. God favored
me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character,
my faith in
God. He favored me. It will not fall. Not going to bend. Won't compromise. I speak prosperity. And I speak health.
be happy to tell you why.
God favors me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
God favors me.
Some days the well was dry, but I have the same reply.
God favors me.
He even wants to bring me down the side.
Hey, God.
But God says again.
Testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.